What's going on, guys? We're back here with part two. Pickle is eating ass right now.
There's
quite a bit of dick cheese in that asshole.
I do enjoy dick cheese.
That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Get a little closer to the mic for me.
Is this close enough?
No, I want you to chew closer to the mic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hate that bitch on Facebook.
Oh, no. I love it. You should love it, too, because it's always the video of her eating pickles.
They're all disgusting.
She's like... I don't know how she does it.
I'm just like, why? Why are you doing this to me?
It's actually a bit of a sexual fetish for me.
Oh.
Ew. That was gross, but also weak.
It smells like dick and Pepsi.
Like dick cheese and Pepsi?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Wonderful. Oh, love the taste of ass in the evening. Fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Speaking of ass, I had to take a shit earlier.
Yeah, I heard.
When it... I went in there.
Oh, the toilet paper.
No toilet paper. You know what I used? Shit ton of Kleenexes.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them.
Like the whole box?
At least half of what was left.
Yeah.
I even tried to scurry out to the other room to see if there was any toilet paper. And I was like, this is my fucking house. I don't know where anything is. I guess I'm just going to wipe my ass with some Kleenex.
That's all I used to do. Nothing upstairs. That's where all the toilet paper's at for some reason.
You're lucky. Because if there was a towel in there that said Nandan on it, I would wipe my ass with that. Oh, yes. 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 Pickle shit himself. I'm sure you heard it.
Right, dude.
It was loud. I can hear myself tapping my fingers on the table.
I'm going to tap my dick.
Ooh. Ooh. It's not that fucking funny. Calm down. Oh, my God. He's unamused because I just woke him up from his hour-long, quote, power nap.
Yeah, I was really rocking ass sleep.
We all know that if you're going to take a power nap, it should be like 20 minutes long. Not an hour, because that's not a power nap.
Mm-mm.
But the pickle doesn't care.
As long as I'm sleeping, I'm happy.
As long as I'm dicking you down, I'm happy.
That's my happy place.
Wait, sleeping or getting dicked down? Yes. So,
can I express how excited I am to get head tomorrow?
Oh my god. He's talked about this more than once today.
I'm excited.
What, 6 months, 2 weeks, and a day?
Yes.
It's a long time to go without hiring a male prostitute to give you a blowy.
Oh, no.
Not a long time. Long time.
Believe me, I know.
Blah, 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 blah.
I need to take one to Kath and shave him, make it look like a lion one of these.
I thought you were going to go a completely different direction. I just need to take one of those cats and just fucking stuff it. That's what I was expecting.
Yeah, no, not this time.
We were talking about getting blowies, and he's excited to get laid. I ought to just take one of those kids. That one, the skinny one, man, that's...
I have to get a hairy one. I love hairy pussy.
Not only is it hairy, that's a fluffy pussy.
She screws it.
Does it talk to you very often?
All the time. All the damn time. It gives me those innocent eyes, too.
I'll tell you what, you better be careful, though. That pussy jumped up on my lap earlier and wouldn't get off.
Oh.
Oh, you were in bed. I'm talking about the fluffy one.
That one?
The other one, I finally got off of me. She was asleep on the floor. The other pussy hopped up in there, and I stood up, and she was, nope. I'm staying right here on your balls. It's like, man. It's hard to say no. That is one soft pussy.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to have around the house. Oh. I miss their little bell collars.
So whenever that pussy comes a-trotting through the house.
Oh, you know what it wants with a jingling.
No, see, you need a bell that you can keep on you, and whenever you ring it, that pussy will come to you.
Be alive. Oh, that was weak sauce.
That was weak sauce.
I don't care.
That was almost as weak as the weak sauce that you spread on those pieces.
Hmm?
Disgusting.
As long as there's sauce is in my mouth, I don't care.
What kind of sausage?
What sausage do you think I'm talking about?
Like Italian sausage? Like pork sausage? Like deer sausage?
No, we can go with pork sausage. If you want. Pork and something. I found the pussy.
How much money would it take for you to fuck a goat?
A goat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd give you money to fuck a goat.
Wait, you'd give me money so you could fuck the goat?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, where'd your goat at? For $20.
Okay, now, are you fucking the goat, or is the goat fucking you?
I guess I'd be fucking the goat, because no goat wants to fuck a human.
You'd be surprised. You would think that a horse or a dog wouldn't fuck a human, but guess what? There's videos out there.
Unfortunately, there is.
Have you ever, okay, this is disgusting, but hey, have you ever seen that?
Yes.
You ever feel, like, not so much like a dog or a smaller animal, but a woman fucking a horse. Do you ever feel bad for them?
I've never seen that, but I've seen the dog.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Not like I like stumbled across it. No, I was searching for it. It was hard to find.
Whoa, okay.
I just wanted to see if it was out there.
And I found it on Pornhub one day before it got deleted. I didn't go looking for it. It was right there. And I was like,
that is awesome.
I was like, you know what? I kind of want to see this. And then you're watching it, and it's just like.
Then you get disgusted.
It's like, oh, my God. Like, how is that not like.
Illegal?
It is legal. No, how is it just like not? Like they literally cannot fit the entire horse cock inside them. If it's happened, I've never seen it. I'm not sure I want to see that.
It's probably after giving birth.
I don't want to. I just I don't.
Like immediately after, while she's still stretched open like 10 inches.
That still sounds fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even. It's not even the fact that like how thick it is. It's like how long it is.
Man, whatever gets you off, I guess.
Yeah, of course, yes. For those of you that have been looking for a 22-inch dildo, look no further. Fuck a horse.
Hmm.
You know the Big and Rich song, "Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy." That cowboy's dick ain't big enough. Save a cowboy, ride a horse.
Probably like save a horse, ride a cowboy, as in like get that fat bitch off that horse.
Oh, pussy fart.
You know, I actually heard more of my cats bark the other day.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but whenever one of my animals farts, it just seems more gross than me farting.
It smells 10 times worse.
Yes, it does. When Truman farts, I swear to God, it could kill a small child.
It probably has. You probably used to have a brother that your parents didn't want to know. Yeah, maybe. Like, yeah, you actually did have a twin brother, but you weren't in the room when he farted.
Okay, well, I was 17 when we got Truman, so I would have found out by then.
No. Just like Harold's twin Peter, you wouldn't have known.
You overstepped. No eggshells. Beetlejuice.
Is this about beaten juice?
No, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
I wish I knew how
nice.
To, I wish I knew how to fart on command.
If you come over and fart on my son's turtle, I will have sex with you. What the fuck?
Sounds like a show.
Oh my god.
Ow. Cat. Ow. Pussy's biting me.
That pussy is just attached to you.
Pussy's got claws. And razor sharp teeth.
Goddamn. I feel like someone might get offended listening to this.
I don't give a shit. We've made that well-established abbreviation.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, while we're discussing pussy here, we're talking about his cats. If you were too stupid to put that together.
They are too stupid.
You probably are. It's okay. If you didn't get it then, you might need to go to a doctor. Your IQ might be lower than 40.
Alright.
It's free real estate.
Oh, okay. I forgot all about that. Okay. It's free real estate.
It's free real estate. That dude is my favorite.
All right, go get my BB gun. I'm going to start shooting cans. I'm going to start shooting ass.
And then tearing it apart with my tongue. It's your birthday, Mom. Relax. Focus on you. Don't think about anything else but me giving you the D.
I don't know. You're just going to go somewhere with that. I also thought you were going to be quicker than that, though.
No, I wasn't here to give old Mama Bear the dick down that she needed. Feel bad. Strong daddy, smart daddy. Gentle and kind daddy.
Yes.
I want to know what it says inside it. Does it say something about the bedroom and being a dirty, naughty daddy?
Well, the thing is, it's a little kid's card.
Well, goddamn it.
I'd imagine it would not have anything to do with sex. You done?
Done what?
Looking balls.
Whoa, did you say, am I done looking balls?
Yes.
Calm down with the tongue flicking. You're going to end up hurting the sack.
Oh, my. It hurts. So.
You ever had your balls licked so violently that it shaved them?
No.
And just, like, tore the hairs out of them?
Uh-uh.
Man, you got to let those cats lick your balls more often.
Like sandpaper.
Oh, God. No, it actually feels horrible, don't
you? Yeah, when I'm laying in bed, though, that cat, the short-haired cat, always lays on my dick. Always. Never fails. Even if I'm naked, just...
You think you would have figured out by now that there's a reason for that. That pussy is calling to you.
I guess opposites do attract.
It needs to be stuffed. When it dies, are you going to have it stuffed?
Yes.
What are you going to stuff it with?
What?
What are you going to stuff it with?
Oh, I don't know. Probably like new text or something.
Wait, what? Oh my god.
Maybe Joe. I'll give you all a minute to soak that in.
That's kind of fucking disgusting. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
You know, I had plans today to go, like, shave my balls and stuff and make myself look presentable.
No.
Never got around to it.
I guess you're going to just go classic rugged man.
No, I got some girl coming 15 minutes early tomorrow to cover me so I can shower and shave.
Man, 15 minutes to shower and shave your balls?
Yes.
Good God, I must have a lot more hair on my balls than you. When I get around to shaving, man, it takes a while.
Yeah. Well, I shaved a little bit the other day.
Okay, this is gonna be a weird question. For women that aren't listening, it might be a little weird. Okay, but when you shave your actual balls,
I can't be in the shower when I do that.
No, but I'm just saying when you actually like the actual balls, do you either soak in cold water or do you get a hard on?
Do I soak in cold water? What the fuck?
Do you soak in cold water or do you get a hard on? Either one of those. Do you either one of those? Do you get a hard-on?
Oh.
No, I'm not saying, like, do you get a hard-on from doing it. I'm saying, do you do it on purpose to make it easier?
Oh, no.
No.
There's really not much there in the way anyway, so.
One guy told me he did that one time. I'm like, yeah, okay, when you take a cold shower, yeah, your sack shrivels up a little bit. It's easier if you're doing it with, like,
scissors.
You're trimming it, yeah. You're actually shaving it. That's a lot of ridges, my man.
You gotta use like a woman's sensitive razor.
Yeah, but one dude told me he watches porn while he does it, so his balls will stay tight to him. I was like, first of all, I can't guarantee that my balls are gonna do that every time I have a hard on. Second of all, it's fucking weird that you told me that.
It's not weird. We're having this conversation on a podcast.
At this point, if the listeners don't like this, I mean, the only people still listening are the people that actually enjoy what they're hearing. The people that we tried to get to listen to that didn't enjoy it, they're not still listening, bud.
That is fine.
So we are playing to our audience.
We are playing with fire.
It's free real estate. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. What's going on in the old Major League Baseball?
Nothing nifty.
I like that. I like that a lot. Oh, that's something we didn't talk about in the news. The summit meeting. Yeah, I don't give a shit. You got played, America. You got played. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are not actually enemies. They're probably best friends. It's classic reality TV show bullshit. Okay. You don't believe me? Go watch some reality TV. Tell me this doesn't look exactly like it. And Tyler grabbed a pussy and brought it to the table. And now he's playing with it violently. Violently stroking the pussy. Oh, now he turned it over and he's giving it a slight rub towards the head.
The old slap and tickle.
The old slap and tickle. But anyways, yeah, America, you got played if you thought that they were really enemies at any point.
Yeah, go watch the interview. That's more realistic.
Yeah, don't be stupid. That movie was fucking hilarious. I don't care what anyone says. But anyways. So, Cardinals going for All-Star. You guys got who? Yachty? That's it?
Everyone.
Bullshit. Miss me with that bullshit. You got Yachty. Maybe Yachty.
I put it everyone.
Okay, but you know realistically the only person that would actually make it is Yachty.
Well, after Dijon gets off the DL, he'll probably go.
But Yachty just got back, didn't he? Uh-huh. Man, I heard about that.
So did Martinez.
Oh, I feel like Yachty's was worse.
It was.
Got hit. What was it? Got hit in the sack, not wearing a cup, off of a foul tip.
Yes.
Had to have complete reconstructive surgery.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, God. I'd rather have Tommy John's than that. And yeah, and it takes a year, year and a half. Usually a year and a half, maybe a little longer, to come back from Tommy John surgery. I'd rather do that shit. I'd rather tear my fucking ACL. I'd rather tear both ACLs than have to have reconstructive surgery done on my dick and balls. That sounds fucking horrible. Not to mention the fact that that shit's probably not going to work right for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
sounds awful. We were talking about that last night. Not you and I, but...
Yeah.
But, ooh.
You and Saint.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. But, yeah, realistically, I feel like Yachty. And as long as we're being realistic, the Royals, maybe Salvi. People think Moose? No. No. People said Soler? No. Mm-mm. Salvi. That's it. And if Salvi goes, Yachty has to go. Even if one of them doesn't get voted in, they both had the same amount of time off. Close to the same amount of time off. Yes, Yachty's injury was much worse.
What happened to Salvi?
Tore his MCL.
Yeah.
That same amount of, it's close to the same amount of time off. Still easily the best two catchers in the league. And the fact that one of the guys we were hanging out last night was saying Yachty wasn't shit. And I'm like, dude, yeah, he fucking is. I was like, he's at this point, he's probably the second best catcher in the league. You know why I will own the only reason I say that is because Salvi's 29. Yachty's like 35.
Yeah, he's old.
He's old.
He's, actually, I'm going to look at how old he is.
I think he's actually 35, close to 36, or maybe he just turned 35. But people think, oh, that's young. For a catcher? No, 35 is fucking old, man.
Oh.
You are breaking down. The fact that he's still that good at in his mid-30s, legend. Man, but he's not as young as Salvi, so Salvi's still got a little bit up on him. 3 years ago, yeah, Yachty all the way.
Yeah, he's 35.
Yeah. Would you agree? Three or 4 years ago, Yachty all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Now, man, he's just old. He's still great, but...
He's the number four catcher in the MLB.
And that's the other thing, as I feel like Yachty's not anywhere near as big as Salvi. So Salvi's going to end up breaking down. I could be wrong. Yachty just doesn't look as big as Salvi. He could actually be bigger, but I mean, you've seen Salvi and you've seen Yachty. Salvi looks bigger. But as big as Salvi is, man, he's going to end up breaking down within like the next 3 years.
I know on Yachty's return. A couple weeks ago, he had 2 home runs in a game and got a couple RBIs and shit. Didn't do too bad. But last night and tonight, we've been doing shit against the Cubs. We lost so bad last night.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it was 13-5.
Yes, Sean said he shut it off at 11-1.
Yeah, it was stupid. And then
could be worse. You could have lost to the Athletics 16-0.
But
always be worse.
Tonight we were ahead, and we tied it. Well, then they tied it. Now they're ahead 6-3. It's going into the top of the ninth.
You're ahead, or they're ahead?
They are. The Cubs are.
How's old Chris Bryant doing?
I don't fucking care.
Well, I was legitimately worried about him after he got hit in the head by that one pitch. That's fucking scary.
I think he's back now. I think he's doing fine. But
see, I don't care if you hate the guy. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. He got hit in the head. What was that, like a 94, 96 mile an hour fastball right in the fucking temple?
That was in the upper 90s.
Oh, dude. Boo. Jesus. Not as bad as having to have reconstructive surgery done on your sack. But still, he could have been dead.
Gotta put your balls back together.
But at that point, I'd rather die than have my nuts and or dick be in pain. Probably longer than the time that I took off. He's probably still in a little bit of pain every now and again. Oh, yeah. Possibly my shit not working right.
But
because other men understand that if something goes wrong with your dick, your whole life falls apart.
Unless you're gay.
Well, I think it still goes.
I think it still goes.
It's free real estate.
Oh, it definitely is.
Anything else new developing in the MLB?
Not much going on. I mean, besides the All-Star game coming up, I haven't even seen the ballot for it yet. I know that I think today was the last day to put your votes in.
Well, I didn't fucking vote, goddammit. Oh, well, I guess I'm just a piece of shit for not voting for my guys. Oh, well. Fuck it. I'm actually kind of mad at myself, but still, fuck it. My mother didn't text me back.
What a bitch.
That was a little bit much. I'd rather you not call my mom a bitch.
That whore.
I'll never call your mom a bitch. Call her a lovely lady.
Yeah, you called her a cankerous whore just a minute ago.
Hey, whoa. That's, I do say that in the bedroom, but she asked for it, okay? She literally asked me for it. She likes it, so that's just between us. Unless you want to watch. You're welcome to. You can record it. Yes. Your mother is a wonderful person. I love her dearly.
You love her dear her?
Dearly to her dear.
You love her dearly? Anyways.
It's free real estate.
All right. Nothing's free. What? Come on, you heard earlier they saying free to look at the sun.
It's free real estate.
I never even understood that. I was like, what? I was like, that's not
you free. Never watched like the full commercial or whatever it was?
No.
It was fucking hilarious.
Let's say that, I guess. I never understood it. I was like, it's not free though.
Well, that's hooking hilarious.
Alright, Goofy, calm down.
I'll show you, Goofy.
Well, you know.
I can't. Oh, yeah, I'll show you, Goofy. After I tear you a new asshole and stuff it with my cock, you'll be walking, Goofy, for the next couple weeks.
Sounds hot.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on in the World Cup?
The World Cup? Yeah, you know.
Who are you pulling?
Iceland. It's everybody's favorite underdog.
Right on.
Only 335,000 people in the country. Smallest country in the world to ever make the World Cup. Way to go, fuckers. You made it and the U.S. didn't. You sons of bitches. But I'll still pull for you. They tied with Argentina today.
Didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Everyone thought they were going to get shit canned. They did not. But they didn't win either, so not great.
Well, damn it.
But I think... I was talking to my dad about it. I think he said group play just started the other day, so they haven't gotten to elimination yet or anything like that. And then at some point, it'll go to where you can no longer tie. You'll have to go to win. I don't know if they, like, in the semifinals and stuff like that, if they just, they still go with the point system, or if you actually have to win to advance. Shit, FIFA always changes their fucking rules. Fuck FIFA. They're a horrible organization.
Damn it, people, get your shit together.
I shouldn't support them. They're horrible people.
But
I still watch soccer, so fuck me, right?
Fuck you.
Oh, I wish you would.
I know you.
You're playing your fucking Jurassic World Pokemon Go bullshit right now?
Yes. That's addicting.
Addicting, maybe.
Yes. I like to turn on cars.
You like that? Did you say you like to fuck dinosaurs?
I said tear up dinosaurs.
You said you like to fuck dinosaurs.
I did.
When you say tear up, I hear fuck.
I know you do. Dinosaurs don't want to come close to my house.
You know what I've realized? And I don't want you to take offense to this, but we need more friends.
I know
you do. I especially need more friends.
I know you do. Ooh.
Because, I mean, you know, when we hang out, like, it's usually whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if one of us is busy, especially if the pickle is busy, I'm not fucking doing anything.
Well, I mean, every time we make friends, they end up moving away.
That's true. I've been like that since, seriously, like, the fucking third grade.
Hang out with Ramon.
Make a really good friend. They move a couple years later. Make another really good friend. I made a really good friend in like the third or fourth grade. He moved in the fifth grade. Made a really good friend in the sixth grade. He moved that year. Made a good friend in the seventh grade. He left after eighth grade year. I think throughout high school, I had pretty much like the same four friends. But now two of them, I have no idea where the fuck they are.
They are.
I guess. And there are a few more.
They're in Virginia.
But some of those guys I didn't talk to really. We didn't talk to each other until after we graduated. We hung out and got high all the time.
Ah.
So that's what it really comes down to. But no, the two girls that I was friends with, one of them lives out in Illinois, close to St. Louis. The other one, no, I haven't spoken to her in 3 years.
Really?
I don't talk to any of my football / jock friends. Not a one of them.
Do you see what happens after high school?
And a couple of those stoner friends were at my party.
Is that starter?
Stoner.
Oh, this is a starter friend. I was like, what is this, fucking Pokemon now? You get starter friends?
Yes.
They evolve. Then you book them. You train them.
Yep. Oh, Mohawk guy, too.
Oh, yeah. He moved out of the country.
Actually, I think he's in Chicago now.
Oh, is he? I thought he was in Japan still. Should probably message him. Like, hey, dick guy.
Nope. He wants to talk to me. He can message me first. Fucker didn't even tell me bye. Oh, prick. I mean, I'd still totally hang out with him. But still, you know, he's a prick. Prick. Wanker.
All brickleberries.
Oh my god, that just got me hard.
I know it did.
Raging erection. It's free real estate.
No, it's not.
That's going to be my new thing.
I know it is.
I'm going to bring it back.
Are you?
I'm bringing it back, people. But yeah, that's the thing. Back? Like,
seriously, you bringing sexy back?
Yes.
To Carolina
again. I don't know what it is. Maybe I just come off as a massive douchebag to everybody. And whenever I say that to people, of course, they give me shit. And they're like, oh, yeah, you fucking do. Which is, you know, awesome for my self-esteem.
Yes.
Thank you
for your what? For your real estate? Is that what you said?
No, for my self-esteem.
Oh.
And Saint knows I'm talking about him right now. That fucker. No, I'm just kidding. But he does give me shit like that. But it's usually the pedo stuff.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, maybe if you keep your dick out of six-year-olds, it's
good to hear your shit. Man, it's really hard. It is really hard to not do that. Ah!
Someone's breaking in.
Loud. Me yelling at the microphone was loud.
That was 10 times louder. Forgot I set an alarm.
There's a reason that Saint gives me shit for doing the pedo stuff. It's hard to stop, man. Again, that's a fucking joke. I'm not actually a pedophile. People are like, that's in poor taste. I'm like, get a fucking sense of humor.
I liked your little double entendre there. We said it's hard.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to give you the old slap and tickle. No, just kidding. You're way too old for me.
I know.
You are about
30 years older than your desired taste.
You're not that fucking old. I am. You are about...
You know what nickname I miss
for 17 years too old for me. Back? What? You're going to say something really fucking stupid right now.
Binks.
No, we're not bringing Binks back. We just stopped doing that. Although I did tell Saint and his wife last night that I was like, you know, you're like the only... I was like, yeah, you guys are more friends with my parents, but we're friends too. I met them from hanging out with my parents. But me and Saint have gotten to be pretty good buddies, I feel like. And his wife, too. I got to think of a nickname for her. I don't know. I'll get there eventually.
Never met her. Oh, I met her like twice.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. But I feel like I've gotten to be pretty cool with them. But
anyway, you're going along with the word Binks.
Yeah, I told them, like, it's weird that they're like the only friends that I have that call me Matthew.
Okay.
Yeah, people know at this point. My nickname is Maddie, okay?
Yeah, like the woman. Nickname, Maddie.
It's spelled on our fucking thing, you moron.
But when you hear it...
I'm like, man...
Most people just look up 66 hoes. They're not like, Big Maddie the Fatty.
Yeah, they are. They're like, just how fucking fat is this asshole?
Google.
The answer? Stupid fat. The other answer you were looking for? Yes. 42. Oh, you thought I was going to say something else. 42 is the answer to life. But you know what's better than that?
And that's how old I'm turning.
Free real estate. Why is your pussy just sitting at the back door looking? I feel like somebody's about to break in and murder us.
You only wish I'm right. Nah, there's a bug. There's probably a bug.
If you're going to murder us, rape me first. Please.
And thank you.
Don't tie me down. Make me squirm.
Well, there's a 100% chance I know the cop on duty tonight. So.
I feel like he's not making house calls.
I feel like he's not going to get here in time. I
feel like he doesn't give a shit. He's like, man, this is my fourth time coming out of retirement. Fucking old. Leave me alone.
If I died right now, you best believe my boss would get a Ouija board. Are you still coming in?
You bitch.
You find someone to cover your shift? What?
Mom said,
yeah?
Bring me smokes.
Yeah?
She said, before you say no, you chew. You know what I tell her all the time?
What are you telling her?
I chew, yes, but I want to chew. I don't want to stop. People tell me to stop all the time. I say, no, I don't want to. Yes, I'm addicted to it. Don't want to stop. I enjoy it. She's always talking about, like, she's supposed to be quitting right now. She always talks about wanting to stop, and she does stop for a while, and then she'll smoke a couple here and there while she's drinking. And then last night, she fucking chain smokes. And now she wants a pack. And she's like, well, you can't give me shit because you chew. Yes, I can give you shit because you want to quit. You're being weak. I'm sorry. I love you. Fight harder. Do more to stop. I know it's hard.
Better yourself, woman.
I know it's hard. Okay. At one point or another, the pickle and I were addicted to hookers and blow.
And heroin.
Also heroin, a little bit of meth.
More meth than heroin, though. So I got my needle spinners.
Those were all the names of women that, of the hookers that we were doing as well. Yeah, it's hard to stop doing the things you love.
Candy.
But if you continually say that you want to stop and you fall off the wagon more than once, you don't give me shit because I want to keep doing it. I have not at any point said that I'm going to stop. Sunshine. But I will give you shit because you haven't stopped. Because I love you.
You know what name is a really slutty name?
Charlotte.
Courtney.
Scarlet.
Courtney.
Winter. Thinking of others.
Huh?
Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, I've already named off all those.
Trixie.
All right, didn't get that one.
Oh, Destiny.
I almost forgot Stardust.
Pickle. Yeah. Yeah, there are men too. I promise you. You know what? Okay, ladies. Here, I know you are looking for free real estate. But here's what I'm going to give you is free advice. Men to stay away from. If their name ends in ad, A-D, I'm talking Brad, I'm talking Chad, I'm talking Tad, I'm talking Thad. What, Ted? You know, I like Ted. He was kind of a bitch, but I like Ted. Or if you're talking about the bear, in case I love Ted, he's fucking hilarious. But yeah, if their name ends in ad, stay away from him. He's a douche. His parents knew he was going to be a douche. Stay away from guys named Hunter. Stay away from guys named Gunner.
How about Dallas?
Stay away from guys named Dallas. They're all douchebags. What are some other ones?
What, dude douches? Or?
Mm-hmm. Troy.
Blake.
I don't know. I like my Blake. He's a pretty good guy. I do know some Blakes that are complete douchebags, but I also know Blakes that were like really sheltered, like
anyone with seemed a like good people. Name.
Huh?
Anyone with a month.
Oh name. Yeah, May
or a place.
April, summer, winter, autumn.
Dexter.
Oh God, August. That's a guy's name. That's a fucking stupid name. He's an asshole, I promise you that. That or he is a super Bible thumper and he's fucking crazy and you don't want him because he ain't going to lay you. And on the off chance that he does lay you, it ain't going to be good. I'm trying to think. I feel like our names aren't really douchebag names.
Yours is.
Fuck you. All the other guys that I know that have my name were like super big nerds. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of me. It's kind of me. Kanan. I fucking hated that guy.
I feel like we're just going through people's names that we went to school with.
He's the only one I know. Like, I know of another person named Kanan. I've heard stories about him. He seems like a douche too. But that was a really fuck it. He was a douchebag. Man. I mean, you got your normal names, like your common ones, like, you know, John.
Bob.
Yeah. Mark, Nick, Nathan,
Daniel,
yeah, Jacob,
Dakota.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. I knew some douchey Dakotas, but I was also friends with one of them. But he was kind of a douche, though. But, you know, so was I. I still kind of am, but.
I still am.
Mm-hmm. Dalton.
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan's getting far and fewer between now. but it used to be more common. Matt or Matthew. Brandon's a common one.
Yeah.
Brandon's are kind of mixed.
Scott.
Scott, yes. Will / William.
Yeah.
Tyler's.
Richard?
Yeah. I don't think I know anyone my age named Richard. Steven.
Steven.
Usually the normal names are going to be, you know, honestly, they're hit and miss. Let's be honest. A lot of guys are douchebags. But there are certain guys where you can just tell they're going to be worse off by their name.
Yes. I hate when my games do this to me. I gotta watch a video. Oh, go beat the Cardinals. Rise.
Oh.
I gotta watch a video.
And Drake is a douchebag's name, too.
This is not available, but when I click out of it, it just fucking... Like, oh, here's an advertisement that we didn't have when we won something.
Mm-hmm.
Dicks.
Cody's kind of mixed. I know some good Cody's and some bad Cody's. A lot of Ryan's.
Yeah.
Seriously, ladies, if you're talking to a guy, let me know what his name is, and I'll tell you if he's a douchebag or not. You don't even have to give me his full name. I don't have to look him up. You give me his first name, and I'll be like, yeah, fucking run. That guy's an asshole. If he's got a generic name, I might have to look him up. You can usually find out from their Twitter. Yeah, don't Facebook stalk people. You gotta get on Twitter to find out who people really are.
Affiest.
Even if they're not douchebags, they could still be really fucking annoying.
Be murderers.
Like, there are girls that I used to be friends with that I unfollowed on everything because they're super fucking annoying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there are people that unfollowed me because I'm annoying. Annoying for a different reason, because they like to get into political battles with me and usually lose. And then they get butthurt. Which is also childish. But it's also funny.
$1.8 million.
$1.8 million, huh?
That's how much I wish I had.
It's free real estate. Okay. But anyways.
Story time.
So this week I had class through the union. Through my training center for stuff like that. There's this kid there. I'm not gonna give out his real name, obviously. But you remember the JT guy we were talking about?
Justin Timberlake?
No. The dude that was in my class,
yeah.
We went to school with, it was a total douchebag. He's in my union.
Right.
We were in class all week. You know what? He's less of a douche. Still pretty much a douche, though.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
He was like, yeah, I used to give old Matty shit back in the day. I was like, yeah, you gave a lot of guys shit because you're kind of a douchebag. You also dropped out of high school because you were a fucking loser.
Yeah, he was.
You gave guys shit because you were too stupid to pass your sophomore year of high school. Not my problem. You could have asked any one of us for help instead of being a dick. But whatever. But anyways, there's this kid. I think he's like 19, whatever. Works for his dad. I'll tell you what happened last class I had with this kid. So we're out doing hands-on stuff one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working with concrete breakers and, you know, jackhammers, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to put in hearing protection, you know, like the little foam earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
And the proper way you put it in is you pull your ear out and up. You roll it and stick it down in there so it gets all the way down in there. Well, somehow this motherfucker didn't, like, he did it right, but he did more than right. He got it so fucking deep in his ear, it was pressing up against his eardrum, causing him pain, and he couldn't reach in and grab it. One of the instructors had to get tweezers and pull it out of his fucking ear.
That's funny.
So now we call him earbuds.
So that's what I'm going to refer to him as. Now, this fucking kid,
this week we're putting on SCBA respirators, which you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Respirators.
Okay, but do you know what an SCBA or SCBA respirator is?
No.
Okay. Anyways, it's a full face mask, and you can either put your dual cartridge holders for canisters for air purifiers, mm-hmm. or you can have a single that hooks up a hose to a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the tanks on and hooked them up to the single. And like this fucking kid, for the life of him, couldn't figure out how to put the fucking mask on. So for lack of a better word, he's kind of a dumb shit. He's a good kid, and I've heard that he's a good worker and whatnot. That's all well and good. But still, we give him shit because that's what you do. And so there was one day, we were outside. We set up a decon station, which, for those of you who don't know, it's decontamination. It was practice because I was in a haz waste class. You have to figure out how to, like, what order it goes in and yada, yada, yada. Anyways, we're out setting that up, and there's two instructors out there. There's only, like, seven guys or something like that, I think. Yeah, the seven guys. And the instructors are going through, talking and explaining that we make sure to make sure that we know exactly why things are placed where they are, so that if we ever have to do it in the field, we know how to do it properly, so someone doesn't end up becoming contaminated and end up dead on the spot or getting cancer 20 years later. Okay. Because either is extremely possible when working with hazardous waste. But anyways, so this earbuds kid leans over to JT and was just like, I got to take a shit, and starts walking back up to the main building. There's separate buildings each, and there's like one building to itself, which is the haz waste building, and we're right next to it. And JT looks over at me. He's like, hey, isn't there a bathroom in this building? I said, yeah. And he yells at earbuds, and he says, hey, bud, there's a bathroom right in this building here. You ain't got to go back up there. And earbuds walks back over to us and says, well, I didn't want to say anything. I've been feeling lightheaded, and I just didn't want anybody to give me shit because I fucked up enough already this week. And we were all kind of like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? And then one of the instructors is trying to figure out, you know, if he's got anything wrong with him. You know, he's like, you got low blood sugar, you got diabetes, are you dehydrated, are you overheated, what's going on? And earbuds thought that he was just giving him shit. In reality, the instructor was legitimately trying to figure out what was wrong. Mm-hmm. To, you know, possibly save his fucking life if need be. And the kid's just like, no, I'll be fine. And starts walking back up to the main building again. And luckily, he was still on the grass, that he hadn't made it to the asphalt yet. That kid took 3-4 steps. Boom, fucking face planted. Out cold. One of the very few times I've seen a dude, boom, out cold. I've never seen a dude straight up pass out and go completely under. I've seen a dude get knocked out and go completely under. But usually when someone passes out, they're still, you know, they lose it for a second, but they're still there. You know, they'll open their eyes, they'll try to move around. This kid was fucking done. We had to roll him over. And they're trying to wake him up and shit like that. One of the guys runs into the building to get him some water. I run back up to the main building, get him some lemonade so he can get some sugar in him. And afterwards, you know, we get him sat down in a chair. After we, you know, he got something to drink, we'll make sure he's okay. And I sit there and I explain to him. I said, look, we give you shit about the earbuds thing and about the face masks and stuff like that because either you're not paying attention or you're just being dumb or something. It's something that you can help. And we'll give you shit for it because it's funny. If you are out on a job, it doesn't matter what work you do, but especially if you're outside. And this kid says he drives a lot of trucks for his dad's company and does some operating too. If you're outside working construction on a job and you start feeling lightheaded, you fucking tell someone. Especially if you're driving trucks or operating. Because you could end up dead or you could kill another person or several other people if you're operating. If you start feeling lightheaded, like you're about to pass out, if you're overheated or dehydrated or whatever the case is, nobody better give you shit for that. You're supposed to tell people that stuff so they can take care of you before something terrible happens. And he is like, the first thing he said when he came to was, don't tell my dad. And I told him, I was like, dude, if your dad gives you shit for that, sock him in the fucking jaw. Because I would. You don't give me shit for a serious health issue. If it's something I can help, yeah, whatever. Fuck with me all day. If it's a serious health issue, you try messing with me, I'm fucking busting your nose. I don't care. Like we had another guy out there, 20, 21 years old, a couple months ago, had a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's a bigger guy, but he's not like abnormally big. He's a little taller than me, maybe a few more pounds. He kind of looks like me, just taller, you know? And I mean, as overweight as I am, it's hard for me to believe that I would have a heart attack at this age. And this fucking guy did. And he'd make a few lighthearted jokes and whatnot, and we'd make a few back. But in all honesty, you're not going to fuck with that guy about that because at that young of an age, at any age, but especially at a young age, I can't imagine how fucking terrifying that was.
Mm.
To end up in the emergency room and say, what's wrong? And the doctor tell you, well, you're having a fucking heart attack. That would terrify me at 20, 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a serious health issue that he can't help. So we don't fuck with him about it. But anyways, we're just about out of time here. Pickle's got to go to work here in just a minute.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, it's free real estate. And Pickle, will you tell them one time?
You got to be joking my ass. But for real, if you ain't lit, you ain't shit.
That's the truth, motherfucker. We out.